Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Short week for, well, all of us, but that includes Bulldog needing to muster some hate for D'Amico Ryans. Got anything? It's been a tough stretch here for this.
I know.
Dave Canales, who? Andy Reid. Nobody hates Andy Reid. The only people who might hate Andy Reid right now are probably like Chiefs fans who just can't be helped.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the bye there. Then it goes to last week's guy. We had Mike McDaniel in there. I forgot about
right.
him.
Don't forget Mike McDaniel.
But your problem with Mike McDaniel has to do with his pants.
Yeah. His style is a disaster for an NFL head coach, I think. I mean, it might be really good for the street. I really don't know. I'm not that familiar with either world.
Then we had Todd
Bowles.
The NFL
coaching world or the street.
Look at this season for hating the other team's coach. John Harbaugh, okay. Not that really... Yeah. His teams have given us that much trouble, but they exist. They're relevant.
And he's related to my least favorite football coach of all time.
Well, you don't have that luxury this year.
No.
Aaron Glenn, McDaniel, Kellen Moore.
See, I could get a lot looser on Aaron Glenn now. Like, I'm really saving up for week 18.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems a little bit too of an easy one.
Seeing them in week two... There wasn't a body of work to really judge harshly yet. And then, you know, that game, there were some punts, and then the stuff with the quarterbacks and the, you know, go ask Diana or whatever. Like, he's just a...
Rich.
Rich, right, sorry. Somebody else with Diana. I can't remember who now. Hopefully that person's not on the Bills' schedule. Or maybe hopefully they are, and I'll remember.
I think you could use it.
That's probably right. That is probably right.
What a season for this, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you were to do one of those video yearbooks, like the team at the end of the season, the NFL Films documentary about the season, but it's confined to hating the other coaches. John Harbaugh, Aaron Glenn, Mike McDaniel, Kellen Moore, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah,
okay,
that's not hard.
Since Mike Vrabel, Raheem Morris. This is what happens when you play the NFC South.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris, Dave Canales, Andy Reid. Mike McDaniel again, Todd Bowles, D'Amico Ryans.
And from here, like I think I'll get somewhere on Mike Tomlin, but like Zach Taylor, I have a soft spot for.
Yep.
Because of the DeMar Hamlin game, like he, along with McDermott, like I can't remember how the story went, but just whatever, being so agreeable to like, we're not playing. We're not playing, right? We're not going to play? Okay, we're not playing.
You know, can I say about that? So I agree that that night, Taylor came off well. Who wouldn't have?
Somebody who wanted to keep playing.
Well.
It's football. I don't take for granted that everybody would have just agreed. It seems obvious now, but in the moment, I wasn't sure that everyone...
No, but...
I mean, it was confusing, right? I mean...
Whoever you like the least, maybe that's Mike Vrabel. I just think in that moment, he's like, whatever you need, yeah, I'll give you.
You're probably right.
I think you would have automatically liked... I don't really want to dwell on this, but I kind of think you would have automatically liked whoever the Bills were coaching against that night. There's nothing you can do. Just like, oh, it doesn't even really... come down to me anyway. Like, the league is going to tell us what we're going to do here, right? So,
well, okay. The league is going to tell you what, but the league isn't going to have much choice if the coaches say, we're leaving.
No, that's right. But it wouldn't be the other way around. If the coaches both wanted to play after that,
right.
The league would say no.
The league would have said, yeah, sure.
Probably.
Or you'd hope that they would have.
Probably. Yeah.
And then it's Stefanski. Sirianni, I'll have no. The only problem I have, Sirianni. Like, hating on Sirianni is that he's, like, you know, local. Right? He's from close enough by, right? Southern tier, Jamestown, whatever.
He is so easy to hate.
I don't want to start on him now, but like just everything about the Eagles, sideline, Big Dom in every camera shot when they show the sidelines, it's all just so much. Like, was he always in camera shots before he had the thing where he shoved that 49ers guy? Or is he just in camera shots now because he shoved...
Was that Debo Samuel?
Like, maybe I just never noticed him before that, but it just feels like every time I watch the Eagles, he's just there. It makes me nuts. And Sirianni just seems like just such a poser, wannabe tough guy character to me. Like, I just do not dig his persona at all.
You know, have we asked Ross about him?
I don't think so.
Is he good? I think I have asked, actually, yeah. But I don't remember what it said. Is he good, Sirianni? He must be good at something.
I mean, they've had results, for sure.
He isn't somebody that, like, had to get a head coaching job. He isn't really like that. You know, he's sort of a lesser-known assistant.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one of these, like, soccer managers who just is perfectly handsome and they've got the perfect jacket and everything like that. He's more in tune with kind of the Philadelphia vibe, you know, just like, do not look at me. Do not touch me.
Right.
Do not come here. Do not even think about it.
I wonder how it would feel about him if he were coaching some other team. Because I think I am definitely foisting how I feel about Philadelphians in general onto him, because he's the head coach of their football franchise, so he's, I don't know, one of the most prominent people of Philadelphia currently. I mean, something near the top, I don't know. And if he were coaching the Carolina Panthers, maybe he wouldn't annoy me as much. I don't know.
I don't think there's any way possible for whoever the coach of the Panthers is to annoy most people. I was thinking Carolina too. I don't know.
Yeah,
it had to be Carolina for that point.
Maybe we all need like Cam Newton in one of those big hats to become the Carolina coach, and then maybe we could get somewhere. I could get somewhere.
Certain of these sort of, even when they've won, kind of these Midwestern team. Does Andy Reid have to be well liked? Have you ever hated any coach in the history of the Indianapolis Colts? Even Jim Mora.
I can't stand Tony Dungy now, but I don't think I felt that way about him then.
I don't think he was, like, hateable, though.
No. Now can't stand him.
You can't stand him because he's in broadcasting, and you want broadcasters to have interesting opinions.
Yeah, there's that, and there's some other background stuff that I won't really get into right now that I kind of can't believe he's actually still on TV.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, Vrabel, though, with Tennessee, you didn't like him.
No, that was easy.
And they were a one seed. Like, they were good.
Yeah.
Well,
the only guy I haven't mentioned here is Stefanski. That's week 17. and
16.
Or 16, excuse me. Yeah, sorry, I didn't have my schedule open properly.
You should have had that memorized.
I just second from the bottom on the screen I'm looking at, and so I didn't have it, you know, scrolled all the way. Anyway, and I was thinking about him today, or maybe yesterday, late in the show. I came across, you know, just an excerpt from a news conference of his where he's asked about the Deshaun Watson again.
Oh.
And I feel maybe more sympathy for him than I should, because I just can't imagine living your life as an NFL head coach. You're the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and you've got all this, everything that's gone on there with their quarterback position, starting with Flacco, you're into Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, all this noise about reps and is he ready to play and all this stuff. And all of that isn't enough. You still got to get asked about the $300 million anchor that has never played a meaningful snap for your franchise. And I just think that's just got to be as low in existence as there can be as an NFL head coach.
Ed McDermott thinks it's tough to be asked about Keon Coleman twice in one week.
Right.
Well, you know, McDermott either didn't make the Watson trade, right, so his team, he's off the hook there, I guess. All right, let's rank these guys, teams, if not the coaches. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. 16 Raiders.
Yeah, can we just do like 10 or, I don't know, 100 hard minutes on the Raiders right now? It's like, what a joke.
What a joke.
They deserve to be lower. Higher?
Yeah.
Higher.
We don't go to 11.
They should be like 11 billionth in the Reverse AFC Power Rankings today.
A friend of mine, Greg, tweeted last night. He's like, we're getting tired of Tennessee at 16.
Well,
are you watching this game?
There you go.
I was.
Yes. Right.
I was. And they had no interest in winning. Right from the first possession, they punted fourth and short, plus side. Like, just, we knew at 9:30. Well, when did they start? 8:20? We knew it. 9 o'clock, there was no point.
Mm-hmm.
The drought Bills had a couple years like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not here for it. That was the Raiders. Pete Carroll. This counts on his record, these games.
Yeah.
He might not want them to, because maybe he wants to be remembered as Seattle or even USC, but they actually do. And you know what's funny, too, about them? Remember the Brady story when they sort of ratted him out for talking to Chip Kelly, and then they were going to play the Bears, and he was going to do the Bears game, and like, oh, the Raiders have this perceived unfair advantage, and like, they haven't won since.
Right.
I mean, just, I think they took maybe they reacted a little bit too hard to that that critique.
How in the world? It's the NFL is the answer, but they beat New England week one.
Yes.
I mean, thanks. they've only lost one other game.
You know what?
And they turned it over like a bajillion times in the other game they lost.
New England is going to Cincinnati this week. This was the Patriots last year with the Bengals. They beat the Bengals with Brissett in week one in Cincinnati. And then Cincinnati, I mean, their defense is always bad, but they had like this kind of interesting year, but they couldn't shake.
Yeah.
The Patriots seem to have been able to shake that week one loss. In their case. But last year, they beat Cincinnati on the road in week one, and you know, the Bengals' whole season was marked by that. Because the Patriots, I mean, barely beat anybody else. All right, Raiders. Congarts. 15. Tennessee is fine here because they didn't do anything well either.
No, they really didn't.
Calvin Ridley came back.
Golf clap for that.
One play, broken leg.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, wow. I didn't mean to be a jerk with the golf clap. I feel bad now.
Wow.
That's tough.
14.
Cleveland.
Jets.
Jets.
Who would you rather be? Myles Garrett's going to break the sack record. That'll be something, I guess. That's not what I was thinking by picking that'll be something. Might line up with when the Bills are there. Kind of a cool side plot to that game, if it is.
him just wreaking havoc on the Bills is a, yeah.
Garrett versus Allen, that's like that game I will never forget that meant very little to everybody else, but
yep.
Mario Williams against Newton, like just sort of chasing him the whole day, and he got him a few times, and just Newton is so big. Here's, you know, this is what you're there for, is like matchups like that. That would be that. It will be anyway, if they're both healthy. Like,
right.
It will be anyway.
Yep.
Sack record or no sack record. 13, Cleveland.
I'll stay on Cleveland here, yeah.
Okay. 12, Miami's hot. I don't mean temperature.
Right, and Jacksonville just annihilated the Chargers. I'm not ready to ding them.
I would it'd be pretty cool to put the Chargers here, but they are 7-4. It's not that bad a conference, is it? Bengals, Dolphins. Bengals or Dolphins? Who's worse? Miami.
Okay, yeah. Congrats on your two wins here. I mean, they've got four on the year. And, you know, I know one of them came against the Bills. Great work, everyone.
Easily.
Right.
11.
Bengals. Bengals or Houston?
Bengals. Yeah, Bengals losing bad to Pittsburgh. I knew it, too. It's one of those that I felt like I should have picked. It was such a fluke. I know you won a lot of money on the game.
Right.
It was just such a fluke.
Yeah.
And like they're going to go to Pittsburgh and repeat that? Come on. At least one thing I got right was fading Flacco and all my fantasy stuff. Like I felt a faceplant coming. There was one touchdown to Higgins, yeah. But no. All right, Cincinnati 11. It's the highest. That's as high as they've been in a long time. 10.
I'm going to say Houston here.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
9.
No respect for them blowing out another AFC contender.
Not really. Chargers, 9. Maybe they should have been 10 because Jacksonville did that. I'd rather be Houston than the Chargers, I think, right now. That's really a shame. This is a team that I never loved them. Nobody really loves them. But fantasy-wise, I think I've been undone by their offensive line injuries. You know?
Yeah.
But here's Herbert. Like, what are you supposed to say at this point? The Wolves are kind of back out for him. Because that game in Jacksonville was a disaster. Is it his fault? That'd be a tough debate. We'd be talking about that every day if that was our team. Like, whether he's actually good. A lot of guys like that. He's probably good. But he might need it perfect.
Right, and that there we do judge that harshly. I don't think it's ever really all that objective. But, yeah, I mean, other quarterbacks deal with injuries on their line and they get by, right? I can hear it. I could fall right into that role right now for you. So he bears the brunt of it. All right, where are they? Who are we putting where? I got lost.
I'd be L.A. at 9. We don't have Houston on the board yet. Or Pittsburgh.
I kind of want to go Houston here. Because Stroud fits this, but Stroud, I have way less evidence of him being a good quarterback.
They like at least have what sounds like a very, very strong defense. Like all over the place.
Yeah, it's
number one. Defense.
Right. Like the linebackers are really athletic. The secondary is excellent. The guys up front, the tackles are good. The edge guys are elite. And that's a lot. Whereas the Chargers, I don't know, just kind of like me. So, yeah. I think I would say Chargers next.
8.
I'll go Houston, I think.
It's Houston at 8. 7. Steelers.
Yes.
I kind of can't believe we put so many teams
above
the Steelers. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
It's another week. I gotta get new glasses.
6.
Okay.
All right, this is good right here. This is good. This could be anybody, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to say Chiefs.
Oof. No. No.
It's out of hand.
No.
Wow.
There's no way they're the sixth best team in the AFC for me, respectfully.
Right, because they're more like 10th. Did you see the standings?
Yeah. This is what you say. We're not the standings. Wow, this is really good right here. There's a top six.
I kind of want to go Baltimore here. Very underwhelming win against Cleveland. If one of Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel could play quarterback at the NFL level, they probably lose that game.
I guess.
I feel like I like Baltimore more than Kansas City right now.
Yeah, well,
which is why I said Kansas
City.
Right,
that's why you said what you said.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway.
Good
from
call.
Your ranking.
Good call.
Six.
I couldn't get to Zach in time to just. I would have paid cash money for Zach to say Kansas City just because of the sound of your voice when you said no about Kansas City.
No.
If you gave me a dollar, I would have done it.
Listen, are we on the air today? 803-0550. Where do you rank Kansas City? Five.
Were they one last week, by the way, Kansas City?
They were one last week.
Right.
That's right. They're better than last year.
Sure.
That's probably true.
You don't sound like you meant it, but yes. Five.
Who did we put? We put Baltimore six?
Yeah. Denver. Sorry, Denver.
Oh, I'm Kansas City.
Okay.
I'm going to go Chiefs then.
Kansas City's better. Denver's better than Kansas City, really?
Yep.
That's out. You're on. You're being recorded.
Yes.
Okay. Four. Denver.
Denver now. I don't think Bo Nix is very good. That defense is really fun to watch.
That's the whole team.
But Bo Nix, he is a struggle until the fourth quarter.
Three. Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
Two.
Colts.
Patriots.
You guys. Patriots. Colts won.
Just wanted to have the Patriots be on top.
Bottom.
You know what I meant.
There it is.
Officially official.
Oh. Who started that?
How's the page looking?
Looks great.
Look good.
We might even have time for room for two more weeks on that.
I think if you really dig in, I think it's going well. That's right. I think you can fit two more in there.
I think it's going well.
All right.
Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Where do you put the Chiefs?
Six. Except we put them five. If you're asking me, I put him five. I don't know. Out there, what do you think?
I know how it is to say out loud, to be heard saying anything about the Chiefs that's dismissive. You're on the hook for it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will remember it.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in that mood. I'm not in that kind of mood. I think they're still, they are the favorites to win the AFC Championship. And I'm assuming the people who bet that know their record.
They aren't even favored to win their division.
No. They are favored to get a wild card and then beat everybody. And the Bills are right there with them. Because the Bills are not favored to win their division either.
I am so close to wanting to declare them done for the year.
The Bills?
The Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs?
I'm so close.
Okay. How about this season? We are mid-November, and the two favorites, who were the two preseason favorites, if not the Ravens, in the AFC are underdogs to win their respective divisions. And right now, the bettors don't care when it comes to making the Super Bowl, the odds. 803-0550 today. Ross Tucker's moving to 5, and Sal is moving in at 4. So Sal Capaccio, 4 o'clock. Ross Tucker, 5 o'clock. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's clearly the area that they have to get figured out. Their run defense, they were able to run the ball wherever they wanted to. That is Tampa Bay and that Buffalo run defense. But I think Buffalo's learning that it's going to be a shootout team. In their 3 losses this year, they've scored 20 points or less. In all 7 of their wins, they've scored 28 or more. Josh Allen, when you've got him at quarterback, he's got to put up the points, because right now that run defense isn't stopping enough to be able to win those lower scoring games. But why not just put up 44 every week?
Bottom line, why not? That's what I would do. Why overthink it? J.J. Watt.
Who we both like?
Yes. I think I would say, we did talk about that on the postgame show. I like J.J. Or yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. I feel like I want to almost yell that from a mountaintop, because we both have more, I think, problems with announcers than the average person.
Oh my gosh!
And
I hope so.
And right.
I hope so.
And I think even there certainly are people that I like that I know you don't, and vice versa. Like, this is a rare spot where we both came away from a game with, I kind of like him. And I had been thinking that the couple of times earlier this year that I'd seen him and heard him. I thought, like, I think I like his perspective on this.
I've been, like, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so ready to go in on a guy, but I've got reasons to not do it.
Okay.
And this is, like, sort of fresh in my mind, but no, who wants to listen to it? I mean, it's an unpopular opinion, I think, and it's probably one of these guys you like that I don't.
Okay.
And just, I mean, I just feel like I'm listening to a harness race when he's announcing, and I think he's one of the most popular guys in the game. Let's go to Mo here. Hi, Mo. Mo?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call about the Keon Coleman dancing thing. It's getting ridiculous. I hear people saying, you know, he looked like a fool. Well, guess what? I'm pretty sure they were dancing in Philly last year. They danced for 4 years in Kansas City. I mean, I feel like the micro analyzing of him has gone a little too far with just a kid dancing. I think it's just getting out of control. Thanks.
Okay. I'm happy to have a conversation about it because I did criticize him late in yesterday's show for that.
Was that it getting out of control, or has someone else said a word about it?
I have no idea because I don't think anything that I said would be perceived or should be perceived as out of control. That it was pretty measured. Like I didn't want to clobber him for it.
I don't even know if I agree with you. Can a fan not know the difference when it's a player who's just been benched? When this guy, he just hung up. When this guy calls to say, oh, they dance in Philadelphia, they dance in Kansas City, what's that, during their Super Bowl parade? Like, can anybody sort of think it through? And you want to tell me that there were players, I don't know if I agree with you, Bulldog, but can anybody just sort of have the conversation? Can this guy do that? Are there examples of players on the Chiefs and the Eagles who were, like, kind of publicly embarrassed that did the same thing? Because then we have a conversation. Then we can talk about
then
it.
It's a comparison.
But if it's just like, oh, other teams dance, it's out of control, what are you actually calling in to say?
Leave him alone.
Well, that's right.
Is what the guy
I don't even know if I care if I'm right, but leave him alone, you guys.
Seeing as it's come up again, I'll again. Coleman was videoed dancing on the sidelines during warmups before the game started. He's in street clothes and a parka. And I said yesterday, like, I don't need you to be in a corner saying a rosary, but I don't think it's a great look that you just got smacked to the extent that you're not even dressing for this game. And you're out here all jovial and dancing with your guys. And, like, you know, you can support them in other ways besides looking like you don't care that you just got benched. That's what it looked like. I'm sure he does care, but the perception, it just looked like a carefree kid. And he's a young dude, and he should have the opportunity to be carefree, but he's also being paid a lot of money to be a professional. And I just, if I'm Sean McDermott and I just benched you, I don't know. Maybe this is a gross overreaction. I might bench you again just for that. Like, I just embarrassed you publicly, and I think you're embarrassing me by standing here on the sideline dancing. In this context, I just don't think it was appropriate. I think it's an indication that this is a person who does not understand where the guardrails are. Is all. So I don't know. Does this mean I'm hating on him? Because I'm rooting for the kid to figure it out.
It doesn't mean you're hating on him, because I know you're not. But it is going, and you don't need to be told this, because 9 out of 10 of these kinds of things, I think you're on the other side. And I mean that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds maybe a little bit like you don't understand young players, black players, perhaps it will sound to some. There's mm-hmm. no correlation. If the Bills weren't good, this has happened many times over the years to us. Like, if the Bills aren't good, and you take a thing, I had Stevie Johnson, right?
That's what I just thought of.
You're just like, right? You're sort of annoyed by somebody who can't read the room, and there's some question about their professionalism, their maturity is a better word, their maturity.
Yeah.
And they do something that looks like it might be an example of immaturity, and, you know, go Bills, like, oh, that can't be right. And this, I can consider this offensive because you don't know the guy. And no matter how many different ways you're going to bend over backwards to try to, like, make sure everybody mm-hmm. hears you say, oh, he sounds like a great kid and all these things, it doesn't matter, because when I just say almost rhetorically, like, what is this guy really saying? And you're saying, he's just get off Coleman, and that's right. And there's really no necessarily any intelligent thought put into it. It's just like, he's on my team, shut up.
Yeah, and I, like, yeah, that's not going to work for me.
No, it doesn't. Right. It does not work for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, you don't have to agree, and I'm glad you don't, maybe don't agree. And I don't think I'm any of the things that I could be perceived as. I'm confident that I'm not. But, I, you know, all of that, I just think it was a bad look. That's all. So, I don't know. It's not like we led the show with it yesterday. It was, you know, one of the last things I said.
Or today. It came up at all.
So, yeah. There might be a whole nother thing out there in the...
There often is.
In the universe that, you know, I'm not aware of. I mean, I you know, I'm following on social media. That's where I saw the video. But I haven't clicked on it and followed a thread of comments because why would I want to make my eyes bleed?
I have... right. I didn't ever see a video on social media or even a comment about it. I just saw it on the broadcast. They showed it on the broadcast.
Oh, really? I didn't even know
that. I think
so. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think
so. Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, I think that's the only place I've even seen it, and then you talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that means it's out of control, or maybe, I mean, we're not the only show on the station. Yeah, maybe for 7 hours straight. Maybe the same. Maybe Brian Duff was talking about it, for all I know.
It might be a bigger deal than even I. Yeah, which will make me regret having brought it up. If it is, because if it is something like that, then I might have wanted to avoid.
I just hate the hit and run
subject.
I hate the hit and run. Oh, Kansas City dance. I'll hang up and listen. What does that mean? Did somebody get benched and then flaunt it in front of? Or that's even what Coleman did. That's really not exactly what Coleman did.
No.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Here's Bruce next. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. This Keon thing, you know, this team is focused on winning and hopefully winning a Super Bowl. And for him to be a continuous distraction, I'm putting it mildly, and making them focus on him and taking away
from Are you not putting it too strongly?
Yeah, I think I would want to put it mildly. I don't know. Go ahead.
It's a sense of entitlement, and he really doesn't know that he doesn't know that they're trying to help him, and it's sad to watch.
I'm not sure we know any of that.
Well, from what it looks like, yeah, that's what I see.
Okay.
But that's all I have to say, guys.
Right.
This is what I think the last guy thinks you sounded like.
Right. It's a distraction to put it mildly. It might be a distraction. Nobody over there might even care. Like, there might be like three guys on the team that even noticed it. So I don't know how much of a distraction it was. It didn't land well on me when I saw it. That's all. That's all I'm speaking for. I'm not speaking of the distraction he is or not is within the team. But I think, you know, his being disciplined multiple times now in not even two full seasons, three times that we know of, that can be a distraction. Sure. I think a prominent player being benched can be a distraction. So, but I don't know that mildly is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
There's just no talking about this, you know, in the middle.
Yeah. How prominent is he? I mean, he was counted on to be a key contributor in their passing game.
I had it in my notes yesterday. I never got to it. Something like, it is kind of a big story. He's the first pick of the second round. He might have going into the season been the player they thought was their most important wide receiver. But it didn't turn out that way. Like, if he was, it was only by default. Like, it didn't really turn out that way. I had it in my notes yesterday. How big a deal really does this need to be? You've got a guy that catches two or three passes a week, and you've got other guys that catch two or three passes a week, and you replaced him with one of those other guys. Or somebody, I mean, Davis, right, who you're hoping is, and he went 3 for 40, which is kind of like a Coleman line.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
With a drop in the end zone, too.
Yeah, it cost me $560. I would have won that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying. I don't know how big a football story Coleman not playing needs to be. I thought this on Sunday when they had just gotten off the field from this roller coaster game. A lot of good things happen, not all good. And a few questions for McDermott right away were about Coleman. There needed to be one or two. Like, why did you do it? What happened? Like, I would like to think I would have asked that question. But then he got a couple more about Keon, and I almost expected McDermott to be like, all right, I answered that. Mm-hmm, let's talk about the guys who were on the field. Let's talk about the game. That's what I'm supposed to be here for. And he was a little bit edgy at one point during that, but he didn't go that far. He didn't sort of like wall off
right.
Coleman stuff. I don't know how big a deal it needs to be. If he doesn't play, we know this about almost everybody on every team. When they don't play, the point spread doesn't care. You know, like if you knew that it would be Davis instead of Coleman the rest of the season, would anything about how you think the season would go change? In either direction?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it would for me.
But there is, it's more, it's definitely not so. I mean, impact on the field was a net positive by a lot. I mean, they exploded in their passing game in a way that we have been dying for them to explode in. And not that Coleman's presence is a direct corollary to like why it hasn't necessarily, but the coincidence is ill times for him. And for a coach and or an organization who might want to put him back in to give him another chance to like try to make it right. But I wouldn't want to mess around with that lineup right now because you just had this great day. And like, what do coaches usually want to avoid? They want to do what's right. They want to do what they believe in. And sometimes that is swayed by how is this going to look if I do X and Y happens, right? X in this case being I put Keon Coleman back in and we throw for 180 yards in Houston. or worse, like last year or whatever, against a tough defensive team. Like, it just might not be a good spot. It's not exactly a soft landing to bring the guy back in off of last week. And I think that probably plays into it to some extent. So I don't know, man. It is symbolically a team that has been struggling to move the ball through the air with the MVP playing quarterback. Benched him, and they went off.
See what happens Thursday night. Short week. Bills at Texans. 16 players today on the Bills injury report. We'll talk about it with Sal Capaccio at 4. Ross Tucker moves to 5 today. C.J. Stroud will not play for Houston. Davis Mills will start. I think it's his third straight game. Or is it his second, and he just played most of the one in which Stroud got hurt? One or the other. He's been there for the Texans. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here with Sal at 4. This is WGR.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.